The scripture this morning is taken from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11 and 18 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent her only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that she loved us and sent her Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from her is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord.
Before I became the world-famous architect that I am today, just kidding, haven't graduated quite yet, I earned my grocery money by being a summer camp counselor. Let me tell you something, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. It was an amazing experience, and I was constantly surrounded by energetic children and my fellow camp counselors. As some of you might already know, camp counselors are generally an odd bunch. They are an inhuman mixture of obnoxiously energetic and sleep-deprived zombies. Their dress code is Chaco sandals and tie-dye, their nails are never painted, and their hair never fixed unless one of the campers does it for them. They are selfless, kind to all, willing to lend an ear, and they will earn a high ranking among your most reliable and lifelong friends. The last thing you should know about camp counselors is that they have songs, lots of songs. Catchy summer camp songs with hand motions, jumping, dancing, repeat after me's, and a chorus that you will catch yourself singing a full 16 years later in the shower. We all know the kind, there's no need for me to sing you one. These songs are their pride and joy, and the worst thing you can do is to sing them wrong. I had two friends back at Camp Hanover, both veteran counselors, both leaders, both singers, and both had enough enthusiasm to lead a nation. They were the best of friends until it was time to sing a certain song. I'm sure you know it, "I've got peace like a river in my soul." Well, there's one line where they sang it differently. One counselor would say, "I've got peace like an ocean," and the other would say, "I've got love like a mountain." Neither would give in and accept that the other was right, and neither would let the argument go. God's love is either an ocean or it's a mountain, a classic case of you're right and I'm wrong. You see, an ocean and a mountain are very different. One dives into the earth while the other reaches up to the sun. One is land and sky, the other is water. One is home to fish, scorpions, and whales, while the other is the home to birds, mountain goats, and the smallest of little ants. The ocean is not a mountain, and the mountain is not an ocean. But does it matter? Both are long and wide. Depending on your perspective, both are deep and high. God's love is the ocean, and God's love is the mountain. God's love cannot be constrained by our lack of understanding. God guarantees that God's love will always be deeper and longer, wider and higher than we think, appearing outstretched before us as a constant, consistent reminder of God's love. Its length embraces us in a wingspan of Alpha to Omega. Its width includes us in the family tree of all believers. Its depth reaches us buried beneath the wages of sin. Its height draws us to eternal heavenly glory. Love establishes us in the gospel and anchors us to one another. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God, and God is love. Perfect love drives out the fear to scale mountains and explore the sea. God has given us this vast, massive, undeserving, yet forgiving love so that we can use it. We can use it to love our brothers and sisters, to love our neighbors, our classmates, coworkers, and strangers. Use it to make complete our community. Use this love because we cannot go through life ignoring the mountains nor the sea. Use this love because when we do, God's love is made complete in us. When I came to college, I searched all over Charlottesville for a church community to call my own. I attended services at 8 different churches and tested the waters with 3 on-grounds college ministries. Each new place I went was filled with faith and hope, praise and joy. The songs were all similar, and the order of worship was to be expected. It wasn't until I found myself at UKirk that I felt something different, something that set me at peace. God led me to Westminster because God knew what I needed, love. God knew I was struggling in school and that I was homesick. God knew I was often unhappy, often plagued by a feeling of loneliness. God knew that what I needed most out of a church community was to be loved, which would in return reignite God's love inside of me. I felt that love the first time I walked into Tuesday night UKirk dinner, and I still feel it to this day. I feel it when I have families to sit with in the service, friends young and old who pray for me, a community who provides students such as myself with meals while we try our best to scale the mountains and keep our heads above the water. Westminster has fed me with the much-needed love and kindness. This support has helped make God's love complete in me so that I have more love to give. When I look out over this congregation, I see a mountain, I see the sea, I see activists fighting for our neighbors who can't raise their voices. I see mothers and fathers raising their kids to love as they do. I see teachers, nurturers, healers, and believers who embody God's love because it was God who first loved us. The same God who will continue to love us, even in the times of loneliness and self-doubt, even in times when we need it the most. God's love is longer, wider, deeper, and higher than any dimension we can ever imagine. We can spend our days settling for a comfortable, comprehensible love, or we can seek to be stretched by the true fullness of God's love. Go scale that mountain or swim the sea. It doesn't matter to me which way you choose to sing the song, as long as you sing it loud.